Good morning, and happy Father's Day to those of you who are fathers. It's a very special day. It's also in the Universal Church calendar. It is Trinity Sunday, so we are honoring that as well and recognizing that as part of our worship service. And good to have you here, and extend a special welcome to those who may be visiting today. If it is your first time here, we invite you to take a welcome card from the pew rack in front of you. We ask that you fill the card out and place it in the offering plate that we may know who's been worshiping with us. I'd like to invite all of you to stay for a few moments after the service for a time of refreshment and fellowship in our Judson Chapel, which is directly behind the sanctuary. You'll note on the back page of the bulletin the calendar for this week, and just call your attention to that. Do want to highlight that there is a memorial service for the Reverend Ronnie Lanier this afternoon at the First Baptist Church of Melrose. Also on Tuesday afternoon, we will be providing the Protestant worship service at the Glen Ridge Nursing Center. And also on Friday is our turn for feeding ministry. And I'm planning to do a regular menu this month, so we will still be needing cakes. If you're able to donate those, we would appreciate those. Also call your attention to the announcement below the calendar for this week of our summer worship schedule. We will remain here in the sanctuary at 11 o'clock through June, and then we will move to the parlor at 10 o'clock for July and August. But just want to call your attention to that. You will note the green insert in the bulletin today, which is our honor roll for One Great Hour of Sharing Tools on behalf of Father's Day, and we want to remember all of those who are being honored in that way today. Also, our poster for the One Great Hour of Sharing offering, we went over the top after I announced last week we were a few dollars short. The total now is $981. Our goal was $800, so thank you to all who contributed and perhaps contributed again to help us surpass our goal. We celebrate that. Also, the American Baptist Women's Ministries has received a certificate of recognition and appreciation for outstanding generosity and dedication to the American Baptist Women's Ministries by completing the 10 steps of giving. And this came through a conference, and Marilyn will be taking this back and will be posted someplace or kept where the other certificates each year are. But that's a financial accomplishment for the American Baptist Women's Ministries of this congregation. We had a wonderful meeting yesterday, and we're able to see slides and some videos of Marilyn's trip to Myanmar last December, and just truly remarkable to see how Ann Adoniram's Judson's ministry that started a little over 200 years ago is now continuing and flourishing, and how they are remembered to this day in that country for their mission work. It's very, very interesting. So this time I invite you to turn in the bulletin for our responsive call to worship. Let us read responsively as we prepare our hearts and our minds for worship. Come, Holy God, come and save us. Come, Holy Child, come and touch us. Come, Holy Wind, come and revive us. Come, Holy God, one in three. Our opening hymn this morning is Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, number 2 in the blue hymnal. And we'll be singing verses 1 and 4 only. And if you're able to, we invite you to stand as we sing together. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, you dwell in mystery and majesty. By your mighty Spirit, you renew and sustain all creation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, you reveal your glory and your love. Made bold through faith, we seek your awesome presence. Come to us in our weakness, that we may be transformed by your strength. Send your Spirit, that we may learn to love you and our neighbor with all our heart and all our soul and all of our mind and all of our strength. All glory to you, one God, now and forever. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, and we now join in the prayer that he taught as we pray aloud together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. If there are children sitting farther back in the sanctuary, I invite you to come forward for our moments together. Good morning. It's good to see you this morning. Today's a special day, and you may have already, said Happy Father's Day to your dad or to a grandfather or maybe even to an uncle or someone else, because we're celebrating a Father's Day and recognizing those men who are in our lives that have helped us and given us support and guidance. Now, sometimes dads do things that we don't like. Is that true? Sometimes we don't agree with what their decisions are. But God tells us that as children, we're supposed to obey our parents. And, sometimes parents do make mistakes because they're human. And I'm not giving parents an out this morning. But we need to pray for our parents. So when you go to bed at night, do you say your prayers and you remember to pray for mom and dad as well as brothers and sisters or brother and sisters, you pray for one another in your family, because God wants us to be in family structures and family relationships. That's what God has created us to be that way. And we celebrated Mother's Day a few weeks ago, and we're very thankful for Mom. Well, today we need to be thankful for the fathers in our lives as well. And just remember how much they care for us and love us. And pray that they will God will help them make good decisions. So if you haven't already today, I hope that you'll take the opportunity to say thank you to your dad and whoever is in your life that has a father figure. Let's pray together this morning. Lord, we thank you for our parents and especially our fathers today. And Lord, we know you as our Heavenly Father. And as we pray to you, we pray that you would help to give our earthly fathers the wisdom and guidance and patience that they need to make good decisions, to be the best fathers that they can be for us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may go back and sit with your parents. We have an opportunity to share celebrations and concerns with the church family as we prepare to go to prayer this morning. We want to continue remembering Lana Cooper. Lana had surgery this past week and came through it very well. I haven't spoken to her since Friday afternoon, but was doing very well, was not taking any pain meds, didn't feel she needed them. So in fact, she was laughing at one point. I remember it was Thursday or Friday on the phone. I said, you must be feeling very good. And I think very relieved that surgery was over. And so we want to keep Lana and Dorothy and Lucille in prayer today. Also, we want to continue to remember the Knight family in prayer, and also the family of Reverend Ronnie Lanier in prayer today. And I spoke with Mona Hatch yesterday. It was her birthday, and called and wished her birthday greetings, and she wanted to be remembered to all of you. She has a church home there, but she does miss us as well, and did want to be remembered to all of you, and so I'm relaying that message. Also, we want to remember our fathers today, especially those who are being honored with the honor roll of Tools of Hope that's printed in our bulletin. Okay, your son Lenny has been on the East Coast for a little bit, and he's traveling back to Alaska. So, and for John. John's in Germany, right? So we want to keep both John and Lenny, your sons, and Father's Day. Yes, that's great. So we'll lift those up in prayer. Anyone else have a prayer request? Now then, let's go to God, lifting up some of these requests or something that's on your heart. Let's pray together. Eternal, loving, holy Father, we thank you for hearing our private petition. Beyond our understanding how you can receive all of our prayers at one time, respond in your way. It's beyond our human limitations, Lord, but we thank you that you are always there for us. We do lift up those today who are hurting in some way, who are ill or emotionally in pain, and pray for your healing touch according to your will in their lives. We pray for those who are mourning this day and remembering a loved one who has passed away. We pray for your comfort and your peace to be with them as well. Lord, we celebrate with those who have graduated and have found jobs. And we pray for those who are continuing to search for employment, those who are preparing to make moves in their lives and changes. Lord, we know that you are constantly with us. And we thank you for that, that no matter where we go, we cannot run away from you. We can turn our backs, but we cannot leave you, for you will not leave us. And Lord, from you we learn what a father is meant to be, strong, loving, and wise. For your sake, we honor those men who helped give us life, and all the other men whose love and strength have helped us to grow. Thank you for the men who cuddled and played with us, and so helped us learn what your joyous love is like. Thank you for the trustworthy men who taught us about your faithfulness. Thank you for the men who challenged us to make something of ourselves, men who would not let us stop with crawling when they knew that we could run. Thank you for the men who taught us to play fair and the men who encouraged us to give our very best. Thank you for the men who worked hard and sacrificed much so that we could have it better than they did. And thank you for the men who showed us that gentleness is the proof of real strength. Loving God, we pray for those men who are fathers of growing children. Give them more energy than their younger ones and wisdom enough to guide their older ones. Give them patience in conflict, sensitivity in matters of the heart, and sound judgment in preparing their children for the future. Help fathers balance the enormous demands made on them, helping them do a good job in both work and at home. Be with those fathers who must live apart from their children, as well as those who must raise their children alone. Enable each to foster lasting life-giving relationships with their children. We ask all of this as your children, in the name of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord God, as our Heavenly Father, has bestowed so many blessings upon us. And as we are able to thank our earthly fathers today, we have an opportunity to thank our Heavenly Father as well by presenting tithes and gifts as thank yous to all that God has done, is doing, and will do in our lives in the future. The ushers will receive the morning offering. Let us pray. Lord God, we present these tithes and these gifts to you, asking that you would bless them and bless us. As we share the good news of your love with others, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. can be seated. Lord, as we have gathered this day in your house to honor our earthly fathers, we also honor you and thank you that you love us so much, that you want a relationship with us, that you sent your Son to die for us. And as we have been worshiping and continue to worship, Lord, we pray now that you would open our hearts and our minds to receive a word from you that will help us in our daily living. And we ask this all in Christ's name. Amen. When you hear the word Father, what images come to mind? Many of us may have wonderful memories of our dad as being kind and loving and compassionate, while others may remember a cold, indifferent, or even hurtful man. On Father's Day, we try to focus on the good qualities of our fathers. The facts are that none of us have had a perfect dad. Even the best father has his flaws. And that's not to slam men, it's just human nature. This morning I want us to reflect on the best father of them all, the perfect father, our Heavenly Father. And as we do this, we may see some of these qualities in our own earthly dads, as well as traits that current fathers may wish to strive toward. This morning, I'm going to focus on five roles the perfect father fills that are described in Scripture. First, the perfect father is a provider. As a parent, our father provides for his family. In Matthew, Jesus says these words, "Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Unfortunately, there are bad parents who abuse their children and would give a stone if the child asks for bread. And we hear more and more about these parents, these dads and mothers, in our daily news. But generally speaking, most parents would not think of depriving their children of the basic necessities of life. And they surely would not give them a poor substitute as some kind of joke to mock them. Earthly fathers are human and far from perfect, but most of them would provide for their children's needs. How much more can God give us exactly what we need? The Bible quotes the father of all the Israelites, Abraham, as saying, "The Lord will provide." And like a good father, the Lord may not supply every single want in our life. He may not supply every need in the way we think that it should be provided, but he will take care of his children because he is the perfect father. The second role of the perfect father is as a disciplinarian. We tend not to like that word. We tend not to like the word discipline. Perhaps we cringe a little because our earthly father was a staunch disciplinarian. Some of us may have heard older people talk about being taken to the woodshed. Perhaps some of us cringe because our father, too, was abusive and punished us in ways that strike fear or even anger in us today. Or maybe we just don't like the concept of discipline at all and would rather not think or talk about it. But the perfect father disciplines. We read a bit about that in our responsive reading today in Hebrews chapter 12. The writer encourages his readers to not give up under the persecution they are experiencing, but to realize that God is disciplining them. That may seem strange to us, but God uses various things to not only punish wrongdoing, but to prevent wrongdoing and to educate his children in the way that they should walk. God is in the process of training us, and it doesn't matter how old we are, whether we're new in the faith or have been in the faith for a long time, God continues to try and train us and educate us and shape and mold us into the people he would like us to be. Sometimes the Lord uses methods we wish he would bypass. Even Jesus told us that we will go through some suffering, but we need to realize that when God disciplines us, he allows things to come against us in order for us to grow spiritually. God can use even the most painful of situations to teach us things that we might never have listened to if we had been comfortable and felt easy about life. The fact is that the Bible tells us that we will have trials, and that God always uses everything for our good and for his glory. The third role of the perfect father is to provide security. Have you ever heard a child say, "My dad can beat up your dad"? Kids like to think of their parents as the biggest and the strongest so that they are protected from the things that frighten them. Parents provide security. And as the perfect father, God is our protector. The word fortress is used 16 times in the book of Psalms to refer to God. We have a favorite hymn that we often sing on Reformation Sunday about fortress, of God being our fortress. For God is a safe haven to run to when we feel insecure and afraid. We know that God is securely there. But that does not mean that we will not have difficulties, challenges, and dangers in our lives. God doesn't wipe all those out, but he's there to be with us. What is important is to understand that God promises to be with us through these events. When we feel afraid, we can turn to the Lord. And another type of protection that only our perfect Heavenly Father can offer is protection for our soul. Even during a time of suffering for the Apostle Paul, he was able to write to Timothy and say, "I know the one in whom I have put my trust and am sure that he is able to guard until that day what I have entrusted to him." Paul was confident that God offered protection that would see believers through to the day that when they would be presented to God. The fourth role of the perfect father is that he is personal. If we go back to the Old Testament, the Israelite people had a problem with wanting to be like the nations around them. Because of this, they had a problem with idolatry. God pronounced judgment on them and spoke against idolatry through his leaders and through his prophets. In a passage where God is speaking of worthlessness of idols, he states these words: "The idols know nothing. They understand nothing. Their eyes are plastered over so they cannot see, and their minds are closed so they cannot understand." In Jeremiah, God tells the nation of Israel to not learn the ways of the people around them. He speaks of their idols by saying this: "Their idols are like scarecrows in a cucumber field, and they cannot speak. They have to be carried, for they cannot walk. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor is it in them to do good. But our God is not a block of wood or a chiseled stone. He is able to have a relationship with each of us. He wants us to know him. Unlike the impersonal idols of the nations in Israel's day, God is very personal. There are still many in the world who bow down to idols, but they offer no relationship, and their cold, closed eyes show no care and no compassion. But the psalmist and the prophet Jeremiah both wrote about God knowing us prior to our birth, even having plans for us before we were conceived. Because God loves us. God cares about us. Because God is a personal God. When we pray, we call him our Father, according to Jesus' example of prayer to the disciples. He knows everything about our life, whether we want him to know or not. I think most of us could probably say there are a few things we wish we could hide from God. But again, the psalmist talks about that we can't go any place without God's presence. We may ignore it, but God is always there for us. And if we give him the opportunity, the Lord knows how to untangle our messes, how to fix our broken mess, and to get us back in good working order. He's not a God who does not speak or give guidance, but rather he is a God who speaks and delights in giving us guidance if we will only turn to him. And the fifth role that I want to focus on this morning of the perfect Father is that he is always there. Not only is it good to know that God is personal, but it's good to know that he is present. In a world where there are so many fathers are characterized as absentee dads, it's good to know that our Heavenly Father is always with us, is always present. Moses asked the people these words. What other great nation has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is whenever we call to him? We read in the New Testament, never, God's promise that never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. It's good to know that unlike so many absentee earthly dads, God will never walk out on us. Paul writes to the Romans that even though adversity will come into our lives and we will go through problems, nothing is able to separate us from the love of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have barely touched the surface of who our Heavenly Father is this morning, but we know that he is our perfect Father. He's the Father that we've always wanted. Perhaps, you know, our earthly dads didn't measure up to what we would like to have in a father. The great thing is that he is the Father who is available to us, and he will gladly adopt each one of us into his family. If you don't feel like you're part of it, God says, come home. Come here, I will adopt you. I welcome you into my family. So I encourage each father who's here today to be a provider for your family, to protect them as the best of your ability, to discipline your children, training them to be Christ-like, to be personally involved in the details of their lives, and to make time for them. And if you are here today and you feel that you really need a relationship with a true and genuine father, you need to know that God is here and God wants to build a relationship with you. Sometimes we've had strained relationships with our earthly fathers. We may have a strained relationship with our Heavenly Father as well. But he is here today and wants to mend those relationships. and wants to welcome us into his fold. When everyone else fails, the Lord never fails. We can put our trust in him, for he is the perfect Father. Let's pray together. Father God, we do turn to you. And for some of us, the image of Father may be hurtful, for our earthly dad may not have been there for us, may have disciplined us in improper ways. We may have been physically, emotionally, or other ways wise abused by our father. Lord, we pray forgiveness for our fathers today, for the flaws that they have had, or they do have. Lord, if it's possible, we pray that we may mend relationships with our earthly fathers, since it can only be done through your power. Lord, we also turn to you, and for some of us, we've had wonderful relationships with our fathers, and we thank you for them in our lives. We thank you that you are the role model, and we pray that all men may turn to you as the example of what a father is to do and how a father is to behave. Lord, we pray for those men who are awaiting fatherhood as well. We pray that they may have the wisdom to guide their children to full maturity, that they may come to know Jesus Christ. Lord, we offer all of these things to you now in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is Raised from Death to Love and Living, number 511. May God, the Creator who created us in His image, recreate us daily as children of His love. May the Son of God, incarnate in Jesus of Nazareth, equip us daily for the service to which He is calling us. And may the Spirit of God cleanse us of anything that may impede our service and our witness. Comfort us in times of grief or loss of any kind, and empower us in the pursuit of justice, peace, and freedom. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.